Sonic Erotica.
Since I've been in relationships with others, boys and girls, I noticed that I don't just come once. So I thought it was maybe normal to come multiple times, and I found out it's not. But I have definitely come more sequentially with my partner than I have with anyone else or by myself. So I think that's a positive thing.
Mm.
Mm.
One of my exes used to say to everyone, like in weird conversations, like I don't know how she'd get onto it. She'd go, "Oh, Mark is such a porn dick." And I'm like, why are you saying this to my friends? Like, why are you talking about this? So I got called porn dick a lot for a while.
Porn dick.
Yeah,
porn dick. But it is a porn dick. I think so a bit. Because I've seen a lot of penises in my time. And, you know, there are big ones and wide ones and small ones. And even at this exes a while ago that have had pretty massive penises, they just haven't felt quite right inside. But my partner's penis is just the right size and it's the right thickness and it looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a sort of character to it as well. So if you're sitting down between the legs and you're holding it, you can sort of, he has a little bit of a, he looks happy all the time. And we call him Happy.
Yeah, his nickname Happy.
He's nicknamed Happy because he looks happy and he makes me happy. Doesn't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why. But I like your porn dick.
Thanks, sweetie. I'm glad you like my porn dick. It's very important that you like my porn dick. Yeah, but... Well, I've also had partners who couldn't orgasm at all. So there has been a bit of a... Like, the jump between either having one or multiple or none at all. Like, I felt really guilty because I hadn't done my job as the nice guy to get them over the line. For me, it always was... It's not just about my pleasure. It's also about theirs. That's why I fake my sounds with my partner, because she likes it, so it pleases her, so it pleases me.
But I don't think he fakes it. He says he fakes it. But okay. I don't think he does.
I could get an Academy Award for how good I am at faking it then, because I am making noise. And it is part of my pleasure.
Because when I...
But I'm just making the noise louder.
When I... am aroused, he goes, as well. And I don't think that necessarily you can put that on. I think maybe somewhere at the back of his mind it was initially, I'm faking this. And then I think that it's natural and you come out with the sounds are natural.
I think it's like the whole aspect of when you're living with your parents and, you know, you're worried about making noise for them. So you don't want other people to know you're masturbating, so you're being really quiet. And I've kind of kept that whole being really quiet continually. And it's only been since with my partner that I've actually been making noise. Because I know it gets her off when I make noise. It also indicates, like, you know, without having to say, okay, I'm going to come, I can go, you know, and she knows I'm going to come. It's like that little trigger thing that helps. Her nose, so she can know that she can get more excited, etc., etc. I always really enjoy watching my partner get loud. I really like the sound. It helps turn me on. So I've always liked it when she's loud.
I thought that was funny because sometimes when we have sex, he goes, oh, it's really loud.
That's why, kind of the reason why I bury
you
my...
bury in my...
So your voice is up here, so I don't have to hear you as clearly. I can still hear you, but not, you know, as piercingly as you normally are.
Oh, and our flatmate said that we're so loud, it's like we don't close the door.
Mm. The windows are a little bit open, and the windows are old, so, you know, the sound really reverberates through the thick walls. But, you know, through the door and little holes in the walls and stuff, everything kind of, you know, goes throughout the whole house.
Mm.
So, yeah, he heard us a few times.
I think it turns him on, which is slightly disturbing in a way.
One of the, like, the first big sessions we had after we started going out, I can remember we came to my house and we wanted to beat my highest record of how many times I've made someone come.
I remember that.
And I think my best was 10. Which I got an X, I got up to her to 10, and I was really, really proud of that. And I'm like, okay, let's try and beat 10. And I
Do you remember how many we
had? That's one of the points. So I actually faked it, so I got her to come at 11, and then I faked it again to make her come at 12. So I didn't come until she got to 12.
It was 13.
Was it 13?
It was 13.
I thought it was 12. Okay, yeah, so I got up to 13, and I was very proud of that.
We were just so horny.
Mm.
And we just went on and on and on, and then I think afterwards we break and have chocolate and watch cartoons. I think so. It was really a strange sort of thing, because we got really into it, and it was dark, and I couldn't see anything because it was so dark in the bedroom, and it made me sort of fantasize about all these naughty things, and then it was just like hands touching me. All the feelings felt really magnified and really out there. I don't know. It was like a kiss was like 1,000 fireworks going off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really amazing. And it felt like we were floating. And I felt like I was out of my body, having a sort of soul experience. And then after we did that, we were like, yeah, let's have chocolate. Yeah, woo! And so we sat up and we watched cartoons and ate chocolate. And It was absolutely wonderful.
Mm.
When we first started dating, we used scratching.
Mm.
Like really hard scratching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might have even said scratching to blood, because I quite like the scratching. And spanking, we used a lot of spanking initially.
Mm.
And that was really raunchy. And now we've sort of settled into an old couple, I think. Yeah. And we just sort of have normal sex.
Pretty much.
We hardly even do doggy anymore.
No, it's generally just missionary.
It's generally just missionary, but it's really nice.
Yeah, it's really good sex.
It's really good sex now. So I think that I needed to totally explode and go out there and say, oh, I need to be all crazy sexualness
to come back to normal.
To come back to normal.
Mm.
Because I was so repressed growing up with sex.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's good, and I'm happy now. And occasionally he still spanks me, and I'm like, oh, that's so naughty.
It stops being arousing to do that kind of stuff, but
this recipe is required to have perfect sex. Mm. Whereas before, I had to be scratched, and I had to spanked be spanked, and there had to be a role play, and whips and stuff.
I had to talk about, you know, some weird scenario with, you know,
where we're out somewhere, and people are touching us, and...
or touching you.
Yeah. And they found that really difficult, to sort of dirty talk, and now we just get aroused. I have costumes, though.
Oh, yeah.
I do have costumes, and I do dress up sometimes, but the problem is that I wear a costume for him.
It's on for about five minutes,
and then it's like, oh, you look so sexy, baby, and then fuck, it's gone, and then we're in bed again. Copyright SonicErotica.com.